everything that rocks.
Good morning. 8:14, Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid?
What's up, you ace?
I think I figured it out.
What?
I'm going to install a tetherball station in my back. Napoleon Dynamite.
But it's only you and your wife, and, I mean, she's just going to kick your ass, so that's probably not smart.
I just got, we were talking off air, I was like, man, I wish I had kids so I had an excuse to install a swing set in my backyard.
Just that weird, creepy guy with your own swing set.
Is that a fully grown adult swinging by himself?
Your neighbors are like, he's got a swing set, but he doesn't have kids.
He's a little cuckoo.
You're just out there, wee, push me, wee.
It's like recess forever.
Forever. Only you. Only, I'm surprised you don't have one back there. You should build like a parkour thingy in your backyard.
Yeah, train for Ninja Warrior.
Yeah, there you go.
Be a Ninja Warrior.
You end up hurting yourself on like the first little part.
Broke his leg.
No, you should do the wipeout thing. Like,
do
get
they
the big,
still have that?
No, but it's, dude, the red balls on Wipeout have made my life. They are the greatest things in the world.
Wipeout was fantastic, but if you go back a little bit, there was Most Extreme Challenge, MXC. Do you remember that show?
No, I don't.
I think it was in Japan they did it. So it was like the original Wipeout, kind of. But, I mean, it was just brutal, man. They set everybody up for just failure. It's hilarious, too. The announcers are great. Check that show out. It's called MXC. Just YouTube it.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. All right, I'll check it. I'll check out the YouTubes. All right, perfect. Well, let's get to it. We got your WTF. We can't talk about Hunter's swing set all day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden Center. Smith Indoor Garden Center in Hartford.
Your best buds in the biz.
Sup, Katie?
What's that?
I'm going to start that again. On Sunday around 1:30 a.m., someone stole an ambulance that was parked out front of a hospital in Philadelphia. They took it for a joyride, okay?
Okay.
You're a different kind of piece of trash if you're stealing an ambulance.
Perfect time for that. That's perfect.
That's already bad enough, but apparently they didn't realize that the EMT was still in the back of the ambulance. When the EMT figured out what was happening, he called 911.
Choked him out.
And then, no, he called 911 and then jumped out of the moving ambulance.
It's like in Terminator 2 when T-1000 jumps into the guy just jumps
just
out of it.
Jumps out, yeah.
Oh, God.
He was treated for cuts and bruises at the hospital, and the cops eventually found the ambulance abandoned in the parking lot. So far, the cops have not made any arrests, so the guy got away with it.
Well, was he just bored?
I guess.
You know, there's so many other things you could steal.
Yeah. Like hearts.
So many other.
Like actual real hearts and sell them on the black market.
I mean, if you were going to steal a car, would you go right for the ambulance?
No, because that thing is just.
Keep an eye out for like a Tesla or something.
No, you got to steal something inconspicuous, like a Corolla. You can't be stealing you're stealing something with whistles and bells and sirens on it and lights. That's sticking out like a store thumb. No, you got to steal something inconspicuous.
You're going to jail for a Geo Metro?
Yeah.
What?
See, but no one's going to report a stolen Geo Metro. They're like, thank God that car's gone.
You just buy another one.
You know, you got that guy who's just trying to get the insurance money out of it. He's like, hey, I'm going to leave my car unlocked in the bad part of town. Oh, no, it got stolen. Oh, no. Of course, you only get, $30 for a Geo Metro at this point anyway. So.
It took me 5 years for it to get stolen. It said free on the side of it.
It just said free. No one would take it because it was a Geo Metro. That's what you got to steal, man. Hey, that's your WTF. Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What's up, dude?
Oh. Yeah. Excuse
Glad
me.
Glad I'm here.
I need some more caffeine in me. I'm feeling a little sluggish today. A little sluggish. And I got to wake up.
Try some coffee, man. You go nuts.
It just makes me so sweaty in the morning. You know, whenever I have coffee, I just get all hot and sweaty. And right now, anytime I start sweating, I start feeling like I'm getting sick. And it's like, is that just because I'm hot or is it because I'm getting sick, man? I don't know.
Yeah, usually in the studio, you know, I don't drink coffee, but for some reason, being at home, it's like right there.
Yeah.
You know?
And besides, I can only have coffee if there's Bailey's in it, and I can't do that at work. So, maybe right now I could. There's no one here, man. With obviously everything being locked down right now, Governor Whitmer did the stay home, stay safe executive order. So non-essentials, obviously, are staying home. Just stay home if you are not non-essential. And so our station, you know, we have, obviously, everyone here is great. We got a great team here. But there's some people that don't need to be in, or we're kind of like trimming the hours. So it's kind of like a ghost town around here for right now. So
in question of that quarantine last night.
Yeah.
So is that full blown? Stay in your house. Don't leave the house. Don't go out the front. So you can't go for a walk around the block?
No, there's no reason for it. That's what they're saying is that. And see, that's the problem right now is what people are doing is they're not really taking it seriously, like this what it is. Right. Now, yeah, you walking by yourself probably isn't going to cause an issue, but the point is now it's like, well, okay, I saw so-and-so walking, so I'm going to go out,
right.
And then you get everyone out. It's just like the beaches. Like right now in California, the beaches are full of people, and it's like, yeah, I know you're outside, but what are you doing? You know, you're increasing the chance. And for a lot of people, too, you know, what I think is funny is younger people saying, well, I'm young. I'll be fine. You know, it only affects old people. Yeah, but if you get sick and you pass it to grandma or to grandpa, that's where the problem is. You might be fine. But, you know, you got people with compromised immune systems. So we're trying to flatten the curve. That's the big thing they're talking about is flattening that curve just so our healthcare system doesn't get overwhelmed. That's what they really want to avoid happening. So
here's a question for you, and I experienced the same thing you did when we were kind of, getting things together. We're at the store trying to plan ahead a little bit, if you will. You mentioned it this morning, too. The store is full of old people. Full of them. You know?
Yeah, it was nuts. I couldn't believe. I'm like, what do you go home? Go what is stop
I mean,
it?
I mean, granted, you got to stock up. You got to do your thing. But you know, not one person I saw there in their 30s or below. It was just like a bunch of senior citizens. And I'm looking around like, oh my god.
Okay, I did just get some info that they are saying walking, jogging, or outdoor stuff is okay. Just keep the social distancing. So if you do want to go for a walk, I guess go do it. If you're feeling a little pent up, or walk around in your backyard. I don't know. I'm not taking any chances, man. I got a big backyard. I got stuff I can walk around and do that. So I kind of wish I could mow the lawn.
Yeah, right. I like your recess analogy. Throw that out there one time.
What?
The two kids in the back.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, you and I were talking about this. It's the problem is, like, right now, and why we're getting locked down is because it's like recess. You know, you always got those two kids in the back of the classroom that are horsing around, and the teacher won't let you leave. They won't let you leave until everyone behaves. Right now, everyone is not behaving. So we can get out to recess if we all just behave. And right now it's the two jerk kids in the back that aren't behaving that's making it worse on everybody. Just be good for a little while until the teacher's not pissed anymore, and then we'll get to go out and have some fun.
It's like when the teacher says, all right, 10 seconds of silence, everybody can leave.
Yeah.
You get to like 8 seconds, get the kid in the back.
Ah. Yeah. Yeah.
Come on, man. You're cutting into our time.
So like I said, to correct myself there is that you can go outside. I mean, if you want to go fishing or, you know, go for a jog, just keep social distancing. So that's what you're doing. But don't, like, go party on a beach with, like, 30 other people, all right?
Yeah.
How about that? Like, can I say that? We'll do that.
Just
be smart. Yeah, you know, just obviously, if you don't have to go out, don't go out. Just stay inside, listen to the Plan B Morning Show, and just do that for 3 weeks, and you'll be fine. How about that?
You want people to die?
Yeah, that's it. I spent 3 weeks listening to that horrible morning show. Oh, my God, it was terrible. It was awful. Anyway, all right, we're going to take a quick break. More when we come back. Stick around. It's the Plan B Morning Show on WIRX. Yeah, Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning, Rock Hunter. The lovely Kiki.
Hi. Good morning.
Shout out to Chris Harry, the garbage man. He pointed me in the right direction of the Michigan DNR. DNR released some great info. And there's a lot of great places you can find different information on what's going on right now, especially the stay home, stay safe executive order.
Yeah, we've got information on our website.
Yeah, of course, we got information on our website as well. Check it out, WIRX.com. You know, usually you go there for just laughs and fart jokes, but we also have. Yeah, we still got fart jokes on there. What the one fart say to the other fart?
No, I don't want to play this.
I'm just making this joke up as I'm going.
Oh my gosh, I was like, is this really a joke?
Yes, it really is a joke. I got a joke for you.
No.
Hunter, what do you got? No. Hunter was going to say something.
So you're saying I can go outside and play tetherball then?
Yes, you're fine to go out and play tetherball. You just can't play with anyone.
What a great game.
But you can't play with someone,
just
though.
Just wipe down the poles like a stripper once you're done.
Well, now, I wonder, is the tether far enough that it's six feet apart?
You probably can play tetherball with your wife.
Like that, but of course, you're touching the ball, though, and that's just, it's filthy.
Don't touch your face after you hit the ball. You moron. Yeah.
Or what if the ball hits you in the face? Did you ever see that happen to someone, Hunter? You'd whack the ball and it hit him in the face?
Pink, and it makes that sound. Whatever that kickball.
The kickball sound.
That just rings in my head.
That sharp, hollow sound.
Did you guys ever play Foursquare?
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Cherry bomb. Or lemon drop. That was a lemon drop.
Aiming for corners and stuff. That was a tough game. Mm-hmm. It was.
Good times.
No slams. I remember we had like a no slams rule.
Yeah. Yes. Always. Sorry.
It's great stuff.
Go sit on the wall.
I don't know what was better, tetherball or Foursquare. I think tetherball.
I was a huge tetherball. I had a homemade one,
Yeah.
Damn.
Where it was
go ahead.
What was it, like a tire, and you filled it up with cement, and you put the pole in there.
What? You filled it up with what?
Cement.
It's cement.
It's cement. No.
I always joke.
We say cement.
When Kiki was a little girl, she always dreamed of going to the city and seeing them big old cement buildings. Her one friend was a little bit richer and had that cement pond out back. You mean a pool? I know. It's cement, you hillbilly.
Cement. Everywhere where I'm from says cement, so you're wrong, actually.
Is that right? Yeah.
How much time? I got a question for you guys. How much time do you spend on the wall at recess?
Like getting in trouble?
Yeah.
Not too much time. Yeah, not too much time. Usually we had a corner. There was a corner you had to go to. God, I forgot about the corner. And it sucked in the corner, man. You couldn't do anything in the corner.
There was one time where we like rallied up everybody on the playground to do a massive game of tug of war, and one person didn't come and do it, and everybody that played had to sit on the wall for a week.
Oh my goodness, Brock.
Yeah, so there was one kid, and it was a girl. So recess, everybody would go out, just stand on the wall, and watch her just play around. She'd go on the swing sets.
Was her name Carrie? Because that was the Carrie. And that was Carrie in our school. Man. Just the worst. Just the worst. Ruined it for everybody. Anyway, that's good. What were we talking about? We were talking about going outside, for God's sake.
Tetherball. I mentioned cement, and now we got all enough.
Well, and again, Hunter
and
I... still getting informed on everything going on, because it's kind of crazy right now. Mm-hmm. But if you can go outside, you can do stuff outside.
Yeah.
You just have to practice social distancing.
You can go hiking, go fishing. Yeah. You can go for a walk. Just if you pass another person, just stay away from them.
Tire swing.
Yeah, get out the tire swing, but only by yourself, though, and don't share it with anyone else.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd be touching the tire swing.
No,
anyways.
I'm not going to be touching anything. Only my pole.
I don't know if anyone is sanitizing the equipment out there.
Touching my pole and my worm. That's the only thing I'm touching.
What pole and worm? Talking about.
I am happy about that, though, because I was like, man, am I going to get in trouble if I go out? But I'm glad to know I can still go. But yeah, the only thing is I want to stress, though, is I don't want us to go crazy with this, because what people are going to hear is, oh, I can go outside. And then they're going to be like, hey, Steve, you want to go outside? Hey, Bill, you want to go outside? And it's like, no, don't do that.
Outdoor activities in solitude.
And yes, which I think we need some. Go for a walk in the woods.
Doesn't that sound nice? We're just waiting for it to warm up. It should be warming up later on this week.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, not bad. Oh, and yeah, see, Kiki.
Get all your fishing in.
This is not an invitation for you to come bother me while I'm out fishing, okay? You
just whatever. Hunter, he whines when I don't go fishing with him.
He's just being a big man on the air, huh?
No, I don't.
I always say, whiny.
I say, listen here, bitch, I'm going fishing.
Nope. Will you go fishing with me? Are you going fishing with me?
I never say that.
I guess I'll go by myself.
It's because he wants sex in the woods.
I just want to do it in the boat. That's all. it makes it awkward, though, when I'm on the pier with her. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. More when we come back. Your comedian for today is Nate Bargatze.
Everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning. Oh, itchy pits. 8:50, Brock Hunter. The lovely Kiki.
Pit's a little dry this morning, huh?
Did you try that new deodorant I got you? Does it smell good? It's got like lemon in it or something like that.
Why did you say it like that?
What?
No.
Say like what?
Did you like that?
Oh, I like that.
Because he's weird.
I'm not weird.
He's creepy.
You're weird and creepy.
Creepy old man.
Sorry that I'm a creepy old man. You know, it was funny, Kiki, watching you do that. So she started a second puzzle. Speaking of being stuck indoors, like we've been talking about, you started a puzzle yesterday, and you got quite frustrated with this puzzle.
Yeah. Puzzles, I don't think are my thing, but I want it to be my thing.
You're trying so hard for it to be.
They don't give you all the pieces.
It's a puzzle. It's not like it's playing against you.
Yeah, exactly.
It is,
it's just you against yourself.
They set me up for failure.
We should make it. We should make a puzzle with the. It's a puzzle of the troll face, but it's missing one piece.
Oh, that'd be brutal, man. How dare you do that to people during these trying times? All right, let's get to it. Your dumb vocabulary,
making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency located in Stevensville. I actually just got a message from Chris. We'll chant his name in just a second, but he said right now the governor deemed insurance essential. He said he's not doing any office appointments, but I'm at the office still. So you can still call Chris, email Chris.
Yeah, he's still available.
He's still available for you. So he's not doing anything like no office appointments, but still reach out to him. You can email him, give him a call, and he's there to help because the governor said that insurance is still essential. Well, Chris, you're always essential to me, buddy,
yeah.
No matter what.
There was no doubt.
There was no doubt in my mind. So anyway, see him. If you need coverage, Chris is there to help you out, and he's going to make sure that you are covered no matter
Chris,
what it is.
Chris!
Good God,
Chris,
you jumped Chris. In early there.
I figure with the delay if I started early.
It wasn't quite right, but I liked your idea.
It was not a bad thought. So anyway, go see Chris. He's going to get you taken care of, even right now, because Chris Thompson is essential.
Chris!
We already did it. Oh. You stop it right now. Your dumb vocabulary for today, let's do...
So what kind of puzzle is it, Kiki?
It's like a land. I don't even know. It looks like a little village with like flower shops and little buildings and a river.
Why is it always like that? It's always like
little
some
people.
Scenic, mm-hmm. You know, little house on the prairie-esque probably. You know, a house off into the distance with a lot of grass.
Yeah.
Blue sky.
Little tiny stuff. And it's kind of blurred on the puzzle pieces, so you really can't make out what you're putting together.
Why are puzzles so soft?
What?
As in, you know, unmanly.
Oh. No, not if you get like a really cool puzzle, like a Terminator puzzle. We've talked about that.
So I cannot find one. That's good.
We can talk about my 500 piece Terminator 2 puzzle if you want for a while.
No. All right, I got it. I got one. You know why? I keep thinking, I'm like, man, oh man, this is like, we've done so many of them. We've been doing this for 4 years, so I'm getting low on words. I got to start doing some research. Anyway, sloot.
Sloot?
Your dumb vocabulary is sloot.
Could you spell that for me?
S-L-O-O-T.
Well, I guess I don't know the exact definition, but I've called like my girlfriend's little sloots.
Yeah, this is just another name for a
slut.
For a slut.
Damn right it is. You guys are right. It's just another way.
It's kind of like the more like, as harsh way.
It's a churched up way of calling someone a slut.
There we go.
So
hey, you slut!
Hey, yeah,
that'll go well over in church.
You dumb slut! It's actually it's in the Bible, and
what?
Jesus said unto them, "Avoid the sluts."
I don't think that's correct.
And Jesus said to his disciples, "Wrap it before you tap it with the sluts."
Oh my God!
Deuteronomy 6:14.
Just to let everybody know.
Now, oh, damn. See, Kiki had a good one. It's Deuteronomy 6:9. And Jesus said unto them,
no more. Nope.
This bar is full of sluts.
You guys are going to hell.
Me?
Yeah, you're right there with him. I can see you smiling.
And Jesus.
No, I'm giving him an evil eye.
And Jesus said unto him, that slut. Gave me a rash.
Oh.
No. No.
This is terrible.
Let's put Jesus out of it. Brock is a very, very religious man, so I guess it's like
it's fine. Okay. And Jesus said unto them, "This club, is bumping. The salutes be looking fine."
Come on.
I'm gonna send I'm gonna send this recording to your mom. She will not be happy.
Jesus is pushing the line a little bit. This is jumping over it.
No, stop it.
And Jesus said unto them, "Bros, you should have seen this salute I hooked up with last night."
That's so dumb.
Are you getting hot? Is your skin starting to burn a little bit?
Yeah, but that's just the coronavirus.
You're terrible, dude.
That's your dumb vocabulary.
Attention, local music.